With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. With less than 2 months to the November 4th election, it's likely Louisiana voters will hear more about President Obama's counterattack plan as a talking point in the U.S. Senate race. The president outlined a plan to combat the Islamic militant group ISIL in an address to the nation Wednesday night. University of Louisiana Monroe political science professor Joshua Stockley says at least one of the candidates has already took aim at the strategy.
Colonel Maness has already gone on record as saying he's got a better idea than President Obama. I expect Bill Cassidy and Mary Landrieu to force each other to take positions as well.
Top congressional officials, including House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, have expressed support of the president making a strategy against ISIL. Stockley says while the issue will gain some attention, domestic issues are key to this race.
Foreign policy is a difficult issue to get voters to vote for somebody. Don't expect too much attention and for this issue to make too much of a difference overall on this race.
All three candidates have agreed to two debates next month. Police in Alexandria say a teenager from Texas is charged in the bomb threats that were called into Rapides Parish schools yesterday. KEDM's Ashley Lyons hears from a law enforcement official about the arrest.
Lieutenant Bruce Fairbanks says around 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, they were called to Alexandria Senior High School in reference to a bomb threat.
They had already evacuated the schools, and we enacted our critical action plans. Shortly after that, we received bomb threats at Brame Junior High School and also Bolton High School.
Fairbanks says the schools were cleared, and they were able to develop 17-year-old Reuben David Bayan of Fredericksburg, Texas, as a suspect later that afternoon. He says they have no clue what the motive is at this time. Bayan faces three counts of communicating false information of planned bombing on school property. Fairbanks says they do know that Bayan is from the area, but he had been living in Texas for a period of time. He says another bomb threat was called into Pineville High, and they are working to determine if the suspect could also be charged in that incident. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
This is KEDM News.